We need to live in Christ each day of our life. We need to live our life knowing this could be our last day here.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. We're continuing our phone conversation with Evangeline Rodriguez, who now works in a hospital in the New York City area. She's talking about some of the challenges of her job with the coronavirus pandemic going on, but also of the opportunities that she has to share her faith.
I work in a hospital with a lot of sick people. You know, I go to work with masks, with gloves. So what I did what I have to do in my own time. Before everybody comes in, I clean the whole office so that all the whole office is already clean, you know. And that's what I did, Rich. Even in the midst of the pandemic, like, remember, you have to go to the grocery store. You have to go online, but we're blessed that since we work in the hospital, we have an access to be there and then let you in. But you have to wipe everything, you have to wash everything, and you know, everything is shut down. But I have to work, my husband has to work, and also my son that works in security in the hospital, in the emergency room. So we all work, and we did what we have to do.
Right, and you're in a very dangerous area where even in your whole area of New York City, but also where you work and so on, you're really exposed. But we have a different security, don't we, when we have the Lord?
Yes, that's one day we have almost 25 in one day death. But, you know, in a meeting, I see how often the doctor comes. And at that time, to be honest with you, you can't even go in and see your family. I lost two of my friends, one each after the other, and their son had become my son because he became orphan. He lost both of the parents at the same time. And now, you know, I became, you know, a mom to him. I have to care for him because even if he has other relatives to help him in so many ways. So, and I did that. And you know what? In, like I said, in this time, you don't even think about what's going to happen to you. All you want to do is you have to pour your heart to everyone else.
It sounds like you were letting your light shine. You were going into the dark and troubled areas where people were nervous and scared and frightened and trying to bring relief, letting your light so shine. Didn't you find it a wonderful opportunity to be God's light shining in this troubled area?
Absolutely, Rich. You know, when you do the work for the Lord, it's like everything goes, because you're not, it's not even you who's doing it. It's choosing you. Everything goes the right way. Everything. If I talk to a friend, I'll share them the word of God, and, you know, we pray, I'll call them in the office, let's pray together, or, like, in my office alone, you know, I know that everybody sleeps as well, so I'll order food, you know, with my own expense, and I'll just share the food, I said, can we just say a grace, I'll read the word, and look, the Lord even allowed this, and, you know, in my job, we have Hindus, we have Jewish, we have Muslims, and we have Catholics. You know, and I said to my boss, can we say grace before, you know, and the Lord allowed it to happen. It's like it's going on and going on until there's no more death, until now we don't. And then I said, Lord, you're so beautiful, Lord, because see, in an office that is so divided, you allowed this to happen.
Yes.
Because it's your work. It's your purpose.
Yes, amen. Evangeline, do you find that during these times when death around and people sick and getting sick, and if not, just people who are fearful, do you find that they seem to be more open when you share the gospel? Are they more open to it or not?
I think so. Like, people are just come and talk to me, can we pray, can we pray? So I bring them to the office. And that's been my really last one right here. One of my big boys before have a brain tumor, and can we pray? And oh, and even my last supervisor, I just saw her. She's been having the cancer with this COVID time, you know. I bought her some food, and she, of course, I've shared her the Bible already. I've given them all my big bosses. I bought them Bibles, and see, that's one thing I don't shy, you know. I listen, if you tell me you don't want it, it's okay. But I give it to them, and they accept. I'm really, like I said, Lord, I didn't do this. You made this for them to accept.
Being bold in passing out Bibles and gospel materials, even to her bosses at work, that's terrific. And we'll return to our phone conversation with Evangeline in just a moment, so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's one word, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com. You'll find all of our podcasts posted there, along with all of our contact information.
You can also connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Now let's return to our phone conversation with Evangeline as she continues telling us about her situation there in New York City, particularly working in a hospital during COVID-19.
You know, Evangeline, during 9/11, the whole country was impacted by this traumatic event that occurred. But things are different with this pandemic in that during that time in 9/11, people wanted to go to church. They wanted to pray and gather together. But during this pandemic, the churches have been closed. There's no way that they can go to church except online or in other ways. So, as you've looked at ways that the gospel is going forth, how has it been for those in your area that you see? Do you see those wanting to find out more about God and drawing closer? Or do you see that people around you are turning away and saying, well, this will go away and I'll go back to my normal lifestyle?
Rich, this is what I'm going to say. New York, there's no excuse because right now, a lot of people, they think that it'll pass away. Like I told them, when the Lord is ready to find the vaccine, he will be ready. Right now, we got to do what we have to do. We need to be closer to him. Like you said, watch and pray, right? Do you know when is he coming? 9 years ago, did I know where I'm going to be the way I am? No. I'm so different 9 years ago. But you know what? I believe, Rich, that people, a lot of people are, yes, they are saying that it's going to go away, but there's a lot of people that are fearful. We have the highest right now of divorce. People are, like, separating because they're scared of what's going on, but they don't understand that you're scared of the physical thing. It's worse than that. So, for me, I believe people are really asking to be more closer to God. I think it's more for the people that's been Christian. Or I would put it this way. If they do belong to the Lord, I'm pretty sure that they're going to come more closer to God. If the Lord really has saved them.
Right, but there's so much comfort in that. There is comfort as
Absolutely.
We draw close to God, then we're under his protection, and it will be according to his will, and we know that he uses everything for good, even the bad. He uses for good in our lives eventually. So we just praise him and thank him, and we really thank you, Evangeline, for visiting with us and maintaining this friendship, and we're just so grateful that you are willing to share everything on your heart and how God has changed your life with everyone. So it's thrilling, and we love you, and we thank you so much for always being so willing to share.
Yes,
and that's why our job is to share the word, because we don't know who the Lord saved. until he comes.
Sure.
That's why he said in Psalm 17, he said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. All the right hand there are pleasure forevermore." We need to live in Christ each day of our life. We need to live our life knowing this could be our last day here. So as a true believer in Christ, our job is to share the word. Because we don't know who is his savior. He said,
yes.
Only him and the person will know that. Like what happened to us, to sure. you, to me, and myself.
Amen. Yeah.
And that is our lot. That is the purpose while we have here now, because to do our own work. But
yes.
remember it, and whom shall I send? Send me, O Lord.
Yes.
And that's why we have to be that way.
And the Lord has certainly sent you, Evangeline. And we certainly appreciate our visit. What I'd like to do is just to close out in prayer together as we visit with our listeners, that they may join us in prayer. So let me pray as we close out here, okay?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Evangeline and her family. We thank you for Michael and all of her family members, Lord, her son. You know that they are going into areas of concern as they enter a hospital, as Michael is a postman, and as he goes on his routes, as her son is in security, involved with people and gathering with people. Lord, let their light so shine before people that they come in contact with that they may see their beautiful works before you, Lord, and honor and glorify you. So we just thank you for our dear sister and pray that you will just use her mightily, protect her and her family, and be with all those that are tuned in, Lord, that you would just guide them, encourage them, and challenge them to do likewise. Whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me, as you have sent Evangeline. So be with us, Lord, and bless this time to your glory and honor. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, we hope that you've enjoyed hearing from our dear sister in the Lord, Evangeline Rodriguez. Do pray for her in the New York City area, as well as for all those throughout our country and the world, as this pandemic lingers, that God's mercy and hand of protection would be present across the entire world, and that many would seek refuge in Him.
Oh, yes. Amen. Now, we do hope you'll come back and join us again on our next podcast, and invite others to listen as well. We're just a click away. You've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast. There's no charge on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. Also, you can go directly to our website where all of our podcasts are available, this current one or any that you've missed or would like to hear again. Our web address is simply Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's all one word, and Bobby spelled with an I. Again, that's connectionswithrichandbobby.com. Also, all of our contact information is there.
If you have a smart speaker, you can listen to us there by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
And then finally, you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please take a moment to let us know about you. And we'd love to know what you think of our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.